UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Love is in the air, and on today's edition of UrbanScope, we feature some of UDC's attractions across the island. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
L is for the way you look at me.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is inviting concessionaires to submit requests for proposals for the establishment and operation of ice cream kiosks at the Duns River Falls and Park in St. Anne. Concessionaires must submit their offers for a single or two separate locations on the property, which includes the bus park or the courtyard. Applicants are being invited to submit offers after downloading an information memorandum document at udcja.com/investments-opportunities. Hard copies of this document can be purchased at the UDC's head office Mondays to Fridays between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. until February 16, following the payment of a non-refundable fee of $2,500. The opening of proposals will start at 3:15 p.m. on February 16 on the ground floor of the UDC office in the Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. Many of Jamaica's thrilling sites are perfect for romantic getaways or even popping the big question. The UDC team is inviting you to let them help you make Valentine's Day 2016 simply perfect for that special someone at any of the following attractions. Duns River Falls and Park is home to the Caribbean's most famous waterfalls. The attraction cascades 600 feet, much to the delight of thousands of visitors and locals every year. With its beautifully manicured lawns and a romantic gazebo, you can't help but feel the love in the air. Ocherius Bay Beach, also referred to as Turtle Beach, is nestled between Sunset Jamaica Grand and the Ocherius Cruise Ship Pier. Its brilliant white sand, crystal clear water, and captivating view of the Caribbean Sea are complemented by other amenities such as concessionary motorized water sports activities, snack shop, and picnic facilities. Ideal for your special events, including weddings. Hint, hint. On the eastern side of the island, you will discover another of Jamaica's natural treasures, Reach Falls, an exotic waterfall cascading down a rock into an emerald river pool. The lush greenery from the montane forest and the refreshing pool beneath the cascading waterfall promises a memorable experience. Reach Falls features a natural heart-shaped jacuzzi, which invigorates the body with every stroke from the water rushing through the channel. Long Bay Beach Park, which straddles the parishes of Westmoreland and Hanover on the western side of the island, is truly breathtaking. It is situated along Negril's famous 7-mile white beach sand. Imagine staring into your spouse's eyes against the stunning backdrop of the setting sun. Bluefield Beach Park is an ideal location for your special beach picnic. You will be left in awe at the sparkling turquoise waters and the well-kept beach and surroundings. Laughing Waters and Pearly Beach, located in Mummy Bay, Ocherius St. Anne, will enchant you with their pristine turquoise waters. And if it's a chill spot you're looking for, Fort Clarence Beach Park is an ideal relaxation spot located in Portmore, St. Catherine.
To a place
called
Jamaica.
Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that Duns River Falls and Park's relationship with the UDC began in 1976 when the Belmont property was acquired by the corporation? However, since 1998, the UDC through the St. Anne Development Company has been engaged in major upgrading of the property to ensure parity with other world-class attractions that enrich the Duns River experience. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.